This is Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. It's called Schuette versus Coalition to Defend Affirmative Action. That's the case that once again put Michigan in the spotlight of the United States Supreme Court. Michigan's Attorney General Bill Schuette was at the nation's highest court today defending the constitutionality of Proposal 2, which bans the use of affirmative action in admissions at public universities in Michigan, a constitutional amendment that passed by 58% of the state's voters in 2006. Michigan Public Radio Network Lansing Bureau Chief Rick Pluta has been covering today's arguments, and he joins us now from the steps of the Supreme Court. Rick, you were in the courtroom this afternoon. What did you hear first from the Attorney General's office?
Well, basically, it was the line that you do not cure discrimination by using racial preferences. That was, you know, that's the core argument, and it remains the core argument. One of the interesting things to me was the Solicitor General, John Birch, who is actually the person who actually did the arguments on behalf of his office, made some arguments about the practical effects of affirmative action, whether or not it actually works. And he even threw a dart at the University of Michigan, which has been central in this debate, that he said that if the University of Michigan, which would like to use affirmative action to ensure diversity, were really sincere about it, then the university would also eliminate other types of preferences to create spaces. You know, preferences, for example, that go to children of alumni or maybe some geographic preferences. The state's argument is that Michigan's amendment is not about race, but about being race neutral. That what courts take a hard look at is if they see something that could be rooted in some kind of racial animus. And what Mr. Birch said was that's not the case here. As a matter of fact, that there are a lot of disagreements about the use of affirmative action and preferences. And there are people who think, he said there are bad apples who oppose affirmative action because they are basically racist. But there are also people who think that affirmative action isn't the best cure for discrimination or that it is an alternate form of discrimination, and others that believe that affirmative action causes a mismatch, that people are admitted to universities who aren't ready for those particular programs, and that contributes to higher dropout rates, that those are all reasons why people would support Proposal 2 that are not rooted in racial animus. That was the state side of the argument.
And the opposing view from the Coalition to Defend Affirmative Action.
Not just the Coalition to Defend Affirmative Action, but the American Civil Liberties Union, some former University of Michigan students and current U of M faculty. And what they say is that it is impossible to separate race from Proposal 2, that in fact it is about race. It has always been about race. And giving universities the most leeway to combat discrimination and to ensure diversity upon their campuses, the central argument there is that what Prop 2 did was create a separate race-based class of people who are not able to go to university boards and argue for a change in policy the way that the example that was brought up was a cellist could, someone who wants a different kind of music program or something like that, that there's one class of people who can't go and simply ask the Board of Regents of the University of Michigan or the Board of Trustees of Michigan State University, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, to change a policy. And that's people who go because they have some kind of complaint that's rooted in what they see as unfair treatment based on their ethnicity.
So what happens next? When should we expect a decision?
These things typically take months. The court will leave. They'll take a vote and, try to figure out where the majority lies. And we could hear something as soon as this spring as far as, whether or not the amendment is upheld.
Rick Pluta, Lansing Bureau Chief at the Michigan Public Radio Network, talking to us on the steps of the Supreme Court building in Washington. Thanks, Rick.
Oh, my pleasure, as always.